The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Thursday, 15 November, 2018. And he reminded me, Don did, that he read the story that I posted on the website, and I didn't get a chance to cover this because it is involving GMO foods, and removing these from your diet can improve 28 different health conditions. Wow. If you're looking for a simple way to make big improvement in your health, cutting GMO food from your diet can give you a lot of bang for your buck, as a recent study shows that doing so can improve the symptoms of 28 different health conditions. GMOs are everywhere these days. The crops are a result of the genetic engineered lab process that sees non-plant genes, which are usually derived from viruses or bacteria, being artificially inserted into the plant DNA to provide greater pest and herbicide resistance. Crops like corn, soy, cotton, sugar beets, canola, alfalfa are often GMO, and you can also be exposed by consuming milk, eggs, or meat that come from the animals who ate the GMO feed in the first place. In a peer-reviewed article that appeared in the International Journal of Human Nutrition and Functional Medicine, a survey of several thousand people revealed what a big impact dramatically reducing or eliminating GMO foods can have on their health. In the study, which was organized by the Institute for Responsible Technologies, more than 3,000 Americans' eating habits and health were examined. Some of the respondents switched it up to organic diet during the study, and others dramatically reduced the amount of refined sugars, junk food, and processed foods that they ate. Almost everyone noted better health after making such changes. Digestive symptoms improved dramatically. One of the biggest areas of improvement was digestive symptoms, with 82.5% of respondents saying that after going GMO-free, their digestive systems were anywhere from mildly improved to fully recovered. Specifically, 16.6% said that their symptoms were completely resolved, and 22% in the study said that they were nearly gone. Now, 100% organic essential oils, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that people do. There's a lot of things that people take. But there are several reasons why GMO foods could have been causing digestive problems in the first place. The genetic modification process introduces toxins and allergens. In some cases, the insecticide, BT, spurs powerful immune system responses. And GMO crops that are designed to tolerate glyphosate can cause pancreatic enzymes to decline, causing inflammation, autoimmune diseases, and absorption problems. Now, of course, it's also important to note that the International Agency for Research on Cancer considers glyphosate and herbicides that contain it to be less than 2A carcinogens. Now, it's been confirmed to cause cancer in animals and mutations in human DNA, and it's currently at the center of a host of lawsuits filed on behalf of people whose cancer was believed to have been caused by the chemical. In one recent high-profile case, weed killer maker Monsanto, which we talked about, was ordered to pay a former school groundskeeper $289 million But since, yeah, can't have that. You're only getting 28 million. How many of your body parts fell off? Well, 28 million should take care of it. In addition, 60.4% of the respondents said that they had less fatigue and more energy after cutting their GMOs from their diet. More than half also saw improvements in their weight. Nearly 20% reported improvements in cardiovascular issues, such as lower blood pressure. The brain is also affected by GMOs, as evidenced by the fact that half of the respondents noted better concentration and memory after making the dietary improvements, along with less brain fog. More than, we got a country that's brain fogged. More than a third of reported getting more restful sleep and lower levels of insomnia. Another very important benefit is a reduction in people's levels of depression and anxiety. Boy, is your brain clicking like mine as you're listening to this? You know, what are people doing now? Oh, geez, you know, I'm depressed or I've got anxiety. Yeah, let me go to the doctor and let me get some of those SSRIs. Yeah, buddy. In addition, there were also improvements in conditions like eczema and other skin complaints, hormonal problems, autism, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and muscular skeletal pain. Food allergies, not surprisingly, also went down. So, folks, you know, there was a reason. There was good reason why, and this is biblical even, crop rotation, leaving the fields lay fallow, I think it's what, every 7 years? And not planting the same thing over and over again because different plants extract different nutrients and, you know, minerals from the soil. So grow for 6 years, don't grow the same crop every year, rotate crops, and at the seventh year, let the field lay fallow. It regenerates itself. Now we just 24 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days. If we can plant it and produce it and harvest it and sell it, we're going to do that. By the way, we have chemical fertilizers, so I don't have to worry about my yield going down because I can just pump the chemicals on there and that'll keep it up.
Yeah.
Less nutrition. Looks pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, less bugs, I guess. Less bugs ate lunch on your fields. Yeah, I get that too. Yields up, double plus good. I like the story that Don told us, the Canadian farmer that wants to feed the world with poisons. You know, isn't that the idea behind rat poisons? You know, make it edible, make it taste good, then eat it, and then you die? Yeah. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Hey, you know, I'd really like to say that. Can you hear me okay, or should I go off?
I can hear you very well. It sounds like you're in a tornado.
Oh. As long as it's not the tornado that went through the sewage treatment plant, because that was really messy.
Yeah, and I think the term was invented, who flung poo after that.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd like to say extended invite has really worked for me, but I'll be honest, I bought a bottle lack like about a year ago, and then I lost it. So I tried it briefly and didn't try it long enough for it to actually take hold. So the bankers say, oh, well, we'll process this funds when we feel like it or something. I don't know. My sister is busy enough, so I try not to bug her with things about what's going on with this, and she'll tell us when she's dang good and ready. Yeah. So... But anyway, so what's one that's definitely on the list is to get that Extendivite. And I have chronic bronchitis because I think it has to do with black mold in my house because my roof has been leaking. So I imagine this stuff should help with that, shouldn't it?
Well, I can't make any claims about black mold or stachia resistance to it, but I can tell you one thing, you get the funds, you'll be able to upgrade your living situation, and it's just too damn bad that our friend that had the air purifiers died his air purifiers, people would buy the purifiers, throw them in their back, literally. Derry Brownfield had a cabin, and there were critters that crawled in the walls and died, but there was a big mold problem. I sent him one of our air purifiers. He set it in the cab and turned it on high after a weekend of that. All the mold, all the smell, everything was gone. So, yeah, clean environments, that's important. It really is.
Yeah. Well, repairing a roof is, I've stretched a tarp to kind of mitigate the water seeping in. I'm going to be putting out more tarps as I get a chance and try to, I'm going to repair what has to be repaired, but I don't think I want to replace the entire roof if I can help it. But, you know, it's one of those things. I'm also looking forward to helping you guys out because it sounds like, your treasure's laid up in heaven when you look at what you got here in this world, right?
Well, I can tell you what, I'm not planning on any rewards in this life, and it better happen. Yeah. It better happen in the life after, because it sure is not happening right now.
Well, thing is, one thing I know about me, I have studied how deception operates, and if I were any good at it, and I had no moral compulsion about using deception, I could make a lot of money. I could be well esteemed by the, how shall I say, gullible people, because there seems to be a lot of them that trust the rhetoric of politicians. But I can't. I'm not a good liar. If I had to lie to save my life, I'm 6 feet under. And so the thing is, my ministry is going to be about here's how deception operates, and most people are basically decent in their own lives. They practice accountability and responsibility, and they have some kind of moral framework. The problem is that people assume that this applies to the people in government, especially the political figures that they're biased one way or the other about. They say either the problem is this guy and the solution's that guy, and I'm like, I think if you look at the other end of the puppet strings, you might just realize things are not what you're looking. Things are not the way you think they are. That makes sense?
That makes sense.
Because I'm like, your trust is mistaken, and your trust needs to be placed that whatever the truth is, the Creator knows what's really going on, and He's not buying into it. Neither should you. And if you're not going to get real meaningful change by doing more of what got us into this mess.
Well,
what the heck is that? Oh, the customers were walking out with apparently one of those little loss prevention devices. So anyway, I'm here at Home Depot. I'm getting some lumber to repair my floor. I make a joke about I'm burning down my house one piece at a time as I tear off the medium density fiberboard and replace it with plywood that I'm getting for free.
All right,
because, I do intend to try this Extendivite, and I'm looking forward to not only getting this $500 deal, but I'm also looking forward. I guess I'll have to go all. I guess, do you know anything further about they're going to be building a second site in either Texas or in Florida, and hopefully ultimately both maybe, but it'd be a lot better for me to not have to go all the way to the other side of the country to go through this training.
But Mark, think of it this way. What is it that you can always get cheap flights for? Going to Vegas.
Lost wages.
No, not lost wages. They, they need to get you out there to empty your pockets at the game tables. That's why the flights are so cheap. So this is right outside of Las Vegas. So,
that's true.
Folks have told me, well, if it wasn't that far away. Well, okay, there's a little inconvenience now we know about flying, but guess what? The tickets, book them far enough ahead, and it's next to nothing. You couldn't ride a bus.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
I can say that's one thing. I'll keep my hand open to that. But Phil, if I understand correctly, you don't know of any further developments as to whether Texas or Florida is going to be the second site or when that's going to happen.
No, I think it's going to be Texas. He's finishing off the lodging out there in the site outside of Vegas. So it's going to be a one-stop shop. You're going to be able to stay there, get up, have breakfast, go out to the ranges, do your thing, take a break, take lunch, take dinner, stay there as long as you want, take as many courses as you want. Because, as you pointed out, it's not extremely close to a lot of people. So having said that, but so are the cheap flights to go out there. So distance is really not a matter.
Well, like I say, it's one of those things where, so you don't have any idea what time frame that second
no,
site is?
No, I do not. And that's the third time, Mark, you brought it up, and I don't know.
Oh, I'm getting, you see, I guess my memory will also get better when I'm taking this stuff that clears up the cranial flatulence issue may be less when I take this wonder stuff that, you know, like these people telling me I need to take SSRIs, and I ask them, well, if I take this medication and I go into a psychotic break, what number do you want to be on the list of people that I'm going to kill?
Uh-oh.
And I'm not saying I'll do that. I'm saying if I take this medication like you think is this wonder drug, where do you want to be on that list?
Well,
I'm compiling such a list because I know I'm not going to take that crap.
And don't forget, now we have the red law that if you are on the SSRIs and you start getting a little wacky and a little strange, don't worry. The cops will show up at your door, barge in, take your weapons. So everything is just fine. Mark, I got to cut you loose.
Gus, later, dude. God bless.
All right, thanks. Billionaire, now, billionaire uses $25 million yacht to bring supplies to fire victims out in California, but police don't let him come ashore. Does this sound familiar? Remember the boat people that said, FEMA, you guys, when Katrina hit, they said, you guys are lousy. If you're the Federal Emergency Management Agency, you can't even manage to do your job right, let alone do it effectively and on a big scale. So anybody that wanted to come in from the outside with supplies and stuff to help, no. We're the government. We're in charge. Just stand in line. Hopefully get to you before you die. Out in Malibu, California, Howard Light, co-owner of the Malibu Rocky Oaks Winery, is a billionaire hearing tech industry mogul who lost most of his vineyard over the last week as wildfires raged through California. But his misfortune did not deter him from helping the victims of the fire, however. Last week, after Light tried unsuccessfully to save his property from raging fire, he felt it was time to give back. So he contacted his friend, Bill Kerbox, and this week, they rolled in with the supplies. On Tuesday morning, a group of volunteers loaded up Light's yacht, named the Light Star, with thousands of water bottles, hundreds of gallons of gasoline, snacks, dog food, beer, and other necessities. Then they headed up the coast and began making their way to Paradise Cove. There's been so much confusion, said Bill Kerbox, a friend of Light's, to the group of volunteers as they began their journey. We need to get out on social media that supplies are going to be starting to be unloaded in a little over an hour at Paradise Cove. Well, Bill Kerbox, we're on his friend's yacht, and he's explaining the volunteers, many of whom are Malibu residents, that will be at Paradise Cove in about an hour.
Paradise Cove, and we have an ETA of 1 hour and 3 minutes. So what we need to do, there's been so much confusion, we need to get out on social media that the supplies are going to be starting to be unloaded in a little over an hour at Paradise Cove, not Malibu Pier. We have Malibu Pier as a backup. So our hashtag that we just made for our little thing is Malibu Hope. And so hashtag us on all social media, put the word out that Malibu, and we're going to Paradise Cove.
So in about an hour or an hour?
We'll be there an hour and 2 minutes.
Well, the best laid plans of mice and men and billionaires with million-dollar yachts, does not a delivery make. However, when the group of volunteers arrived at Paradise Cove, they were met by the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, who refused to allow them on shore. If we're not letting people in by land, we're not letting them in by sea, an L.A. County Sheriff's deputy said. The boat was loaded with supplies meant to help local fire victims and obviously had nothing but good intentions. However, the police had their orders and they stood by them. Charitable ventures be damned. Can't even be compassionate without a permit, I guess, huh? Wow. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Front Sight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over Front Sight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
No one can be said. What we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done?
Well, the self-imposed exile of one Julian Assange continues. Here's the latest. It appears increasingly likely WikiLeaks founder and publisher Julian Assange will wind up in the clutches of the U.S. government. It's hardly surprising given that in 10 years' time, WikiLeaks published more classified information than all other media combined. It exposed human rights abuses, government spying, torture, war crimes on an unprecedented scale. WikiLeaks put government corporations and even the Pentagon, the FBI, and the CIA and other intel agencies on notice that they could no longer count on operating in secret. Oh, if there's one thing that the alphabet soup people don't... They don't like their stuff out on Jump Street, folks. They don't like it. It created a trove of primary source material that serious journalists and researchers will mine for years to come. Its publications are accessible to readers who prefer primary sources to mostly mediated news. WikiLeaks so infuriates the USA's most violent, corrupt, and criminal institutions that Hillary Clinton half-jokingly suggested drone bombing Assange. Other U.S. politicians called for his execution by other means. California's 28th District Congressman Adam Schiff, who became the chair of the House Intelligence Committee when Democrats reclaimed the House, said he would speak to Assange when he is in U.S. custody, not before. Yeah. Schiff is a voracious and supremely self-righteous leader of the Democrat Party and their resistance, which sullies the name of underground movement formed in France during World War II to fight Nazi Germans, occupying forces and collaborationists, the Vichy government. The resistance tolerates only one truth and one loyalty. Russia is the enemy, interfering in Syria, Ukraine, and even U.S. elections. Russia elected Trump with WikiLeaks' help. It says Russia dares to position missiles on its own borders. It says to respond to NATO's missiles on the other side. The U.S. must build more missiles, more drones, more nuclear weapons, and every other sort of weapon to defend the European world against Russia and its ally China. And so the crap goes. Moral and racial superiority entities the U.S. to occupy the world with military bases, ringing any nation that challenges its hegemony with military aircraft, battleships, assault vehicles, and military surveillance. Moral and racial superiority entitles it to spy state agencies to shut down access to information deviating from its narratives and therefore to arrest and extradite Julian Assange. The Republican Party shares the same supremely intolerant nature of, say, the Democrats, but differentiates itself by insisting that although Russia is the enemy, Donald Trump did not collude with Russia to steal the 2016 presidential election. But they both want to cook Assange, don't they? The Republicans also want to silence the founder of WikiLeaks and find a way to shut the organization down. Trump's former CIA director and now Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has called WikiLeaks a non-state hostile intelligence service, often abetted by state actors like Russia, and vowed to hunt Assange down. You already know where he's at. Why don't you start a war? Why don't you start a war with England and go bomb him? Well, the question on Assange, has time run out? He's been in his self-imposed asylum, I guess. Not really, but in the London embassy. Ecuador's London embassy, I should qualify that, for more than 6 years, since August of 2012. Ecuador and the UK, however, are no closer to an agreement that would allow him safe passage out of the embassy. In a recent video conference, Susie Dawson said she fears Assange and those working to free him are running out of time. Right now, time is not on our side, and I had someone today complaining because they want us to do a big, big action day march. When you do these types of actions, it takes 2 or 3 months to organize. You need to have organizing committee. You need to wallpaper the town. You need to have one date that you do it on. You need to do a ton of advertising. You need to get all the unions and various other organizations to sign on board, and then you have this one action day. Well, there's a couple of problems with that. First of all, I don't think we have 3 months right now. If we schedule a February giant march in support of Julian, I honestly don't think we'll have until February. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I see the actions we take in short term in the next days and weeks will buy us as much time for Julian, but I don't see it happening. CIA whistleblower John Curacao, who spent 2 years in prison for exposing the agency's official use of torture, said if Assange walks out of the embassy without a guarantee of safe passage, he will be extradited to the U.S. in chains. We all know why the British have that embassy ringed. It's to snatch him and turn him over to the United States. And if that happens, the CIA and the FBI are both going to be on that plane, and they're both going to be at least attempting to interrogate him all the way back home. They will bring him back to the United States in chains because that's what they do. Let's take the bottom of the hour break. Nobody wants to talk to us today? You sure the phones are working? I paid the bill, I think. 800-313-9443. No new fires, nothing burning down, stock market didn't crash, everybody went back to sleep. I see.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, should be included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So start it out.
Susie Dawson feels the FBI and CIA will interrogate and torture Assange to try to obtain information that would allow them to bring WikiLeaks down. She has no doubt he's been preparing for this eventuality for years. She believes he will have made sure the organization has adopted security codes and measures he himself doesn't know and therefore can't reveal, even if he's tortured. Now, they want to know about security files, for example. They want to know about the inner processes and workings of WikiLeaks. They want access to the knowledge that's inside Julian Assange's brain, and they will torture him for it. And they will interrogate him in order to attempt to get that. Now, I trust Julian to be smart enough to have made sure that even he doesn't possess a lot of the knowledge. In my personal opinion, Julian has spent years planning for these various eventualities, but it won't stop them from trying. Dawson added intelligence agencies are eager to punish him. She said at the end of the day, they want to punish him for outing their corruption and their crimes. They've been waiting 8 years to do it. And they will be rubbing their hands together with glee at the prospect of the UK detaining him and extraditing him to the USA. Dave in Southern California. Hello, Dave. Hello, Dave. Just put it on hold, move to the next. Oh, he's there? Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, you were saying some unflattering things about Adam Schiff earlier.
Oh, God.
And he was...
Okay, Dave.
Hey, I'm in California. I mean, we got all kinds of unsavory people here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was trying to remember the name of the guy who managed Clinton's impeachment in the House.
That he didn't get impeached over, even though he lied to a grand jury.
The last name, I think, was Rogan.
Okay.
Jim Rogan.
The name escapes me, but the point being?
Well, after the impeachment went through, but the Senate wouldn't impose any punishment, the Democrats collected a bunch of money to put Adam Schiff up against Jim Rogan and chase him out of Congress.
You know, they're all scared, Dave. Because they don't know once the Clinton, her little scam is broken and the secrets are revealed, a lot of them don't know what has been made record or made available through the Clinton Foundation. There is a lot of vinyl and leather that's sucked up off the chairs in Washington, D.C. once the Clinton email scandal, you know, what has been done about that? Requests have been made for email. They still don't have all of them. The Clinton Foundation, which we know the Clintons are dirtier than dirt, but somehow that investigation into that, while we got Mueller still running around looking under every rock to try to get some goods on Trump, after 2 years, he's not turned up a damn thing. It's just absolutely incredible. The stall is on, but we're not going away. By the way, I hope Mrs. Clinton remembers. Now, there is statute of limitations. And if she thinks she's going to outweigh the treason charges, she's got another thing coming. Because there's two times that there is no 7 years and you made it, you can breathe easy. That's murder and treason in this country. And hopefully, both cases can be made against her and her husband.
Yes, that's right.
So,
well... Anyway, Rogan is not my congressman. My congressman is Maxine Waters.
Well, bless your heart.
She was there when I moved into this town here, and that was 35 years ago. And the one thing that really bugged me about her was her campaign literature, or the stuff she'd send through the mail. She always had a photograph of herself looking like she was sucking on a lemon. But somebody finally got to her about 3 years ago and she started smiling for that photograph.
Mm. Well, she just wants to look like a serious politician. And to tell you the truth, she's looking more like Yoda. Steve Elkins sent me over a photograph that was photoshopped with... and she does look, they put a wig on her and look like Yoda with a wig on. She is one ugly woman and not getting any prettier. And yeah, you're right. It would have helped her a little bit if she smiled, but most people would have taken that as she just had a gas attack. All right. Hey, Dave, I got to run.
Got to run? Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, about this whole 5G thing?
Yeah.
When they put them up in my neighborhood, I've got three guys who are going to help me disable them each time. I'm sure we'll get caught eventually.
Uh-huh.
But once we get caught eventually, if we can go to court without plea bargaining and all that business, we're going to try to put up a self-defense plea.
Well, good luck with that one. You know what you're up against here.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it probably won't go well, but... I'm just not going to allow that. I can't. The people around me, the families, there's a point that you can't, and that is the point for me.
You know, it was interesting. Right before you called, Mike was looking at videos that had been posted online, and one guy was escaping the fires, and he's driving down the road, and he's taking video of the places that were burning. Guess what was not burning? The forest, the trees, just the buildings.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they posted a video of the town aftermath.
Say again?
Zero Hedge has a story about the aftermath of Paradise that's gone now, basically. And the officials are saying that they're not going to rebuild it because it's too expensive, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
But if you look at that overhead drone video, it's exactly just the buildings.
Well, and some enterprising individuals, I'm going to have it posted up for tomorrow, they were taking satellite imagery, both microwave, infrared, you know, the standard images as well, and watching this thing time-lapse. And when this fire initially broke out in Paradise, what you saw was tantamount to an explosion. This huge plume went up into the atmosphere, and then the fire started in earnest. And I was assuming, Mike, that the winds out there were coming west to east. Well, no, what was actually happening is they had west-southwest winds that were blowing. And that's where the plume, the smoke was going. And people have claimed that the 200-mile stretch, almost simultaneously, a 200-mile stretch of the forest out there just automatically just caught on fire and went on its merry way of engorging itself and burning everything in its path. None of this stuff is natural. None of it.
Right. So quick question for you.
Yeah.
If you knew the upslope wind conditions were going to shift and you wanted to create the maximum damage at a certain time point, what would you do?
I'm actually sitting here watching a video. Mike, why don't you post it on our site? Okay, we're going to post up a video that... Okay, he's watching the videos were posted on Zero Hedge. And guess what? You're exactly right. The trees are still standing. The buildings are gone.
Yeah, it's amazing. Those people need to arm up and take care of this. But that's why I don't care how many times I go to jail for taking down 5G repeaters. I'm not going to live with that.
Well,
and I hope other people will too.
Well, and you remember several years ago, the government was kind of inferring that they want to use drones across America to help the police fight crime. And then they just gave themselves permission to do exactly that. And the response from most people that I heard, if they send a drone and that little thing's buzzing around my house, I'm just going to get out my shotgun and I'm just going to blast it out of the sky. Well, wait till you see what happens when you damage government property. After all, we're from the government, and we're here to help, and you just destroyed government property.
So your guest from the other night sounds like he is spot on with the smart meters and what's going on out there.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. And you know what? None of this stuff is going to stop. We've got to have a system here that people can actually have justice once again through our courts, and it's nothing but a big protection racket anymore.
Yep.
They're so compromised, it's unbelievable. And everybody is scared to death. Once this house of cards starts to fall, there's no protection for them. And it's really kind of fascinating to watch the phenomenon happen when you got a bunch of rats and you've got them trapped and they know that they're kind of set up to be extinguished or dealt with. In order to save their ratsy little butts, what they will do is start turning state's evidence. That's going to be very interesting. The rats are going to try to save themselves from their sinking ship.
Well, hopefully, or else they're going to attack one of the two.
Well, you know what? That's the only thing they have left in their little toolbox. So let that happen.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll see.
We'll have to play it. But here are the people. And Mike, I consider this almost on a daily basis. Here we are. We are armed to the teeth. We got our ammunition. We've got our supplies. We got our food. We got everything that we need to survive. This is a standing army in this country that has not been activated. We have been really polite. We have let the system run its course to see if they're actually going to do about the criminality. But when you got the criminals guarding the criminals, what do you think is going to happen? So here's the largest standing army on earth patiently waiting, but they're running out of time because we're not going to watch this country literally burn to the ground.
I think about that too, and that's why I listen to your show. So keep up the good work. Keep fighting the good fight.
We're gonna keep doing it until this country is restored.
All right. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Mike. John in Missouri. Hello, John.
Hi, Mr. Stuttmiller.
Hi.
Hey, every time you talk about the GMOs and the Roundup, it gets me excited because I love hearing about that stuff. People can have good food if they want it. It's out there.
Yeah. Well, the problem is trying to find it. You must have remembered there was a big push to get GMOs on the shelves of the grocery stores. Well, who was pushing back on that? Oh, it was the people that manufactured and processed the foods out of these GMO products that didn't want the competition on the shelves. They didn't want the people thinking about, well, what's this? What, you know, you see senseless labels on packaging for foodstuffs anymore. You know, and it's almost laughable. But when you put non-GMO and people never heard about GMOs, that would excite their interest, and they'd want to know, well, what the hell is a GMO? Once people were finding out about that, they were seeking and demanding of the grocery stores, to stock non-GMO stuff. I mean, there's a big interest out there in it. It's the availability and the price of it, though, that makes it hard. It isn't like, John, you wake up one day and go, okay, I'm not going to take any GMOs into my system. You don't know what has GMO in it, what doesn't. And the safe assumption is just about all the stuff is genetically modified.
That's not the safe assumption. It is. It's the real assumption.
Yeah.
Because everything has it.
But see, not everybody.
At the grocery store.
Yeah, but see, John, the point is, but not everybody has the ability to go out and buy non-GMO foods. They don't have the real estate to grow their own gardens, you know, and they just don't have the ability to obtain non-GMO stuff. They won't even grant us the right to know that they're using GMO foods. And labeling, you would think that, look, you're selling this product, your intended target is consumers for foodstuffs. Do we or do we not have the right to know how you're doing this, what your ingredients are, as so we can make... No. You're not even allowed to know what's genetically modified. We got to find this out months, years later, just like with the cereals. You know, they're discovering there's more of these damn toxins, the GMO crap and everything else in these cereals than there are even the vitamins and minerals that they add artificially to the grains to process them.
I understand this. I'm in rural Missouri, and I guess I'm just not aware of what it's like in the city world.
Everything is shipped in. Just think of it that way, John. Everything comes in by way of truck from someplace else.
Well, I still think if you want good, clean food, it's available. I just have to believe that. Maybe I'm wrong. I could be really wrong.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, I wanted to say one other thing, Mr. Stuttmiller.
Yeah.
Kevin Jackson, you spoke about having Kevin on. We are fortunate enough to have Kevin on our local radio every Tuesday, or rather every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And he is really a good voice. He really knows what he's talking about, and you said you might have him as a guest one evening.
I would love to get him on. He hasn't answered the emails yet, so we're going to have to keep hammering the guy. I do not know if somebody were requesting interviews of me and I had radio syndication out there, I'd be doing that in New York second. And especially there's valuable commodity out there, the people that have the knowledge, that have the guts to stand up and speak. They're in short supply. So I don't understand why there's always this lag of getting a hold of these good people to make other people aware of them. Just like the instance with the new California thing. We talked about the fires and all that stuff, but I told Paul, I said, Paul, the listeners on this network don't know about new California. They don't know what the hell you're doing out there. They need to know. Because
yeah, that was great. I was listening.
Yeah, because John, once that starts to happen, boy, how many questions are going to be raised? They're doing what in California? They're splitting in two? They're creating a new state out there? Well, why? The questions are going to be numerous, and it's going to start drawing attention to the reasons why these people are doing what they're doing.
Well, I'm not moving to California. Oh, well, but I wish them the very best out there because they got their hands full. That's a mess. You just spoke about that Maxine Waters. I just don't understand why somebody wants her to represent them.
Well,
I don't get that for the life of me.
Well, but again, look at the magic ingredients that have been blended so well to keep their brains shut down. What they don't teach them in the schools, what's not talked about by the college profs at college level. They're all a bunch of little water carriers for the Marxists and the socialists and the communists.
John, I'm a high school dropout, and I don't want that woman representing me.
Well, don't go to California.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, John. Thanks for your call. All right, one more call here. Art off the grid when we get back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. Don't forget about the fundraiser. You've been hearing the commercials over and over again. Don't forget about the fundraiser that Dr. Piazza has made available to this listening audience. And as a kicker, for one time $500, you'll receive the unheard of thank you bonus, the Commander Lifetime Membership from Front Sight Firearms Training Institute. They have instructed a lot of people, folks. And here's an extra added bonus. If you're prior military, you get $1,000 worth of credits at their store out there. And that's a brand new top-of-the-line handgun and some ammunition as well. Or put it towards your new rifle that you're going to be able to use with extreme efficiency. Do not forget about this, folks. It's a once in a generation offer. Art, off the grid. Hello, Art.
Hey, John. I'm so glad that I have the land here so I can produce my own food, trap my own meat, all that good stuff. And you're right, we do have the largest standing army in the world. Our camouflage is called Real Tree.
Mm-hmm.
And when talking about these fires and how they've already said they're not going to try to rebuild the towns because it would cost too much money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this sounds like an absolute pure setup right there. If that is not a sneaky crappy way of corralling people into the major cities and enforcing the wetland corridor project like you guys were talking about.
Yep.
I don't know what is.
Well, in Agenda 21, this is still an ongoing project of the United Nations, and people forget about this. We talked about it years ago. It's still active. It's still real. To get all the people off that rural land out there and herd them into the cities so we can have our smart little cities. Everybody's controlled and tracked and traced, and it's going to be a utopia. Not for us, but for them. But they do not understand that over 90% of this land, the United Nations vision of this country, is no human habitation or very limited habitation. And I suspect that part of Agenda 21 is out there working, and it's alive and well in California.
Yep, and I've even tried to show people, because I've got a copy of this map, I'm sure you do too.
I do.
I've even tried to show this to people and explain what the green zone is, what the blue zone is, what the black zone is, what the red zone is, and they call me, you're absolutely crazy.
Uh-huh.
There's no,
yeah.
I'm like, would you like to see the documents? I have a complete folder full of nothing but documents on this whole topic, but no, they don't want to do the research. They just plain flat will not hear it. And I'm like, well, you know what? I don't know what to tell you. And now that we've got Nancy Pelosi talking about, now that they've got back control of the House, the number one thing agenda is going to be gun confiscation. Well, you know, I remember reading the articles and watching the videos of training Boy Scouts to confiscate guns. Are you really going to go there, folks? Because I really hate to tell you what's going to happen to your children when they roll into these tiny little country towns and they've got sheriffs like our sheriff who says that's not going to happen in this county.
All right. Art, you were the last caller on this edition of the National Intel Report. I thank you for your call, sir. All right. Satellite's down. All right, you guys with satellite receivers out there and LPFMs, give us a call here at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Need to find out if our satellite is down or not. The high school kids ripped my feed horn off of my dish that I'm sitting here looking at right now. Gotta love these high schoolers nowadays. Such wonderful little people. Thank you for being here. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 3 months ago, and it's been great. I had congestive heart failure, and it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.